Good day, mate!
Kia ora koutou katoa from Aotearoa!
Magandang araw mga beshies!
This is Finding Answers Season 3 with JR
and Tina! Season 3 yes. Na ito mga beshies!
Sobrang nakakakilig yung Season 3.
Three!
Yes. Kasi gato siya, not just one, not just two, but
three! One octave higher na tayo.
Oy, it's been a while. How are you?
Oh, it's been a while talaga. At the truest sense of the word, diba? 2 weeks. Okay naman. Happy naman. Kasi season 3 na tayo. At nakarating tayo sa season 3. Thank you sa ating
right. Listeners. And ang dami na nangyari from the ending of season 2, no? Actually, I have so many things to share. Pero maybe we'll just have like an episode dedicated for it. So, I have a new job.
Wow, congratulations. Actually,
yes, thank you. Thank you for the support of everyone. Everyone.
Supportive world.
Thanks to mga kabeshies for all your support in this journey of mine.
Alam
mo naman, involved kayo. Thanks for all the prayers.
Thanks to 10 of our kabeshies.
Yes. So yeah, that's a news. And yeah, because you know my story when I got this job that I'm currently in, diba, the company. So I was still with them, you know, the first company that I joined here in New Zealand. So 3 years plus na after that. And yeah, it's time. It's just time to move on. And I'm actually going to a new city.
Oy, saan
so
ito?
Remember where kung saan si Girl Chasing Sunshine nakabe sa Wellington.
Ate Ninay.
Yes.
Wellington.
Na nasa Auckland na ngayon. Magsa-switch places kami actually. I will go to Wellington. We'll be based in Wellington in 2021. Pero siguro in the duration of our season, we will be able to cover that. Maybe we'll have an episode dedicated to moving to the new city and ano yung mga challenges and all that. So, looking forward to that.
Ang saya. Tsaka di ba magkakasama na kayo dyan ng ating mga guests dati, si Ryan Bird tsaka si
Oh yes, because Ryan Bird and Jeric of our episode Finding Answers on Weather. Yes, dun din sila based. So, malay mo, ma-invite natin sila again to do a live recording there.
Oo,
so,
reunion episode.
And DDs of you know, the marriage episode.
Wedding.
The wedding episode. She's also based there.
Ang saya. So, yeah. Party in Wellington.
It's actually a smaller city. Pero yun yung capital. So all the government offices are there and all that. And I think the first project that I will be handling kasi is with the government. One of the government agency. That's why I need to be based there. So, yeah, more on that siguro in one of the episodes this coming season 3, no?
Oh, exciting. Congratulations.
Thanks. And yeah, I'll just update you in Facebook as well and on my social media posts.
Wow, okay.
And speaking of Facebook, yeah, I'll do that specifically for you and our gabesh. Oh, naman. Sorry. Speaking of Facebook, the other week, I was scrolling through that application and I chanced upon this post in Pinoy's in New Zealand. Siyempre, malamang, you're also a member of Pinoy's in Melbourne or Pinoy's in Australia, yeah. No? And I saw this post about hashtag sana nalaman ko kaagad with matching hashtag yun pala yun.
Ano kaya
so the post was inviting others to share their realizations and learnings which would have been really useful had they known them earlier.
Ay, oo.
Ito pala yun. Kung alam ko lang sana agad or something.
Yeah, totoo. So, yeah. That would have been very useful, no? Kasi kung alam na natin lahat beforehand. Pero kasi, di ba, minsan matatawa ka na lang how others were led to these discoveries. Like, for sure, tayo rin may nakakaaliw na kwento about that, which is normal naman talaga, lalo na pag-ibig sa bagong country. And every time we're in a new place or subjected to new experiences.
Yes, correct. And dahil nga nakaaliw talaga yung mga answers in that FB thread, we are going to mention and discuss them on this very first episode of Finding Answers, 3rd season.
Yes, exciting! So, mga kabeshies, welcome to this episode where we discuss the top 10 hashtag sana nalaman ko kaagad moments in Australia and New Zealand.
Yes! So, Tina, as you've mentioned, we'll talk about the top 10 hashtag sana nalaman ko kaagad accounts from our fellow Filipinos in this region. And just like how any normal countdowns work, we'll start with our 10th place. So, pangunahan mo na
yung 10th place. Ganun ba talaga?
Top 10. Oo, hindi top 1 yung nauna.
Ay, kala ko top 1.
Ano ba yung top 10 natin?
Oh, ang top 10, sige mo una na ako ha. Ang top 10, sana nalaman ko kaagad ay... Sana nalaman ko kaagad na ang Arvo ay afternoon pala. Para hindi na ako nagmukhang tanga sa kakatanong kung sino at ano si Arvo. O akala ko dati as well, parang Arvo is avocado or something. You know how...
Oh, kasi sometimes how they say it's avo eh.
Yes, di ba?
This avo. Totoo.
Oo, tsaka minsan may R yung mga yung pronunciation. Kasi ko, ang avocado? Ganon, yun pala afternoon.
Mm-mm. Pero I've been using that na in my sentences and in my
sample
casual conversations. Like for example, oy, let's check in later. This Arvo.
Ah, ganun. Social na. Oh. Okay. I'm gonna watch for this Arvo.
Yeah. Try mo ah.
This Arvo.
Yun yung challenge sa'yo. Gamitin mo yung Arvo in your next conversation.
Nag-Arvo na ako, pero more on
this. Ay, nagagi ka na nag-Arvo. Ay, in email?
Oo, let's schedule it Thursday Arvo.
Oh, it's special.
Parang itong podcast. Thursday Arvo.
Yeah. So yeah, for the benefit of everyone, if you hear us, maka-us naman. If you hear us saying Arvo, it means afternoon. And not avocado. Or, yeah. Okay, let's go to top 9. So, sana nalaman ko agad na ang you owe me a shout means ililibre. So, sana di na ako nahirapan mag-isip kung nasigawan po ba or nakasigaw ako doon sa dati kong boss.
Charot ba ya?
Yun yung sabi nung nag-comment. So, yeah. Dito kapag sinabing I'll shout or something, meaning I will pay for the bill.
I'll shout you dinner.
Yeah, ganun. Do you use that a lot? Ako hindi kasi di ako nalilibre. So no chance. No chance to use it. Ay, hindi. Ang I use it pero ang gamit ko sa kanya. So ano, it's your shout. Ganun.
Oh, grabe, maligtas.
So you're shouting. At least nagagamit ko siya in a different context lang.
Ang Pinoy context, di ba?
Totoo, garapal
ko. Mufra ko kasi madalas niyang gamitin like parang ah, sige, I'll shout. Hindi naman siya nagsisige, di ba? Pero sabi niya, okay, I'll shout you dinner this weekend. O kaya ako naman minsan din in return, like, I'll shout you the first round. Shout the first round is like shout.
But kasi shout, kailangan shout, di ba? Hindi na lang pwedeng whisper.
Saka kasi pag nagaan...
Ang violent kasi yung shout.
Ganon ba talaga?
Sana peaceful tayo, di ba? But shout.
Baka kasi pag umu-order sila, kunwari,
they shout it.
Excuse me! Mga ganon.
Wow. Ano? Or pag nagbabayad, bayad! Ganon.
Cheap lang.
Aray ko.
Hindi, pero di ba, yun din ang na-observe ko dito, kapag nasa pub ka o gano'n, hindi sila excuse me, waiter, hindi sila mag-gano'n. As in talaga, tumingin sa'yo.
Right, and wala to sa list natin ha, pero wag na kayo magtataka kung dito sa, I'm not sure just Australia, kung dito sa New Zealand, if magbabayad kayo, you'll be the ones to go to the cashier or to the counter ng restaurant after you eat.
Uh-oh.
Usually, hindi yun tipong you'll shout na waiter, bayad ho. Hindi. Kailangan nyo, usually in most restaurants, ikaw yung pupunta dun sa cashier para mag-FPOS or magbayad nga using your card at not cash. Hindi na uso yung cash.
Ayun, kung magka-cash man, yung mga ano, like, parang mga hole in the wall, gano'n.
Correct. Or mga night market or yung mga ano.
Market, weekend markets, mga gano'n. Mm-hmm. Pero oo nga, kahit mga fancy restaurant, ano, hindi talaga, wala talagang...
Hindi na yung cheat, yung hindi na yung cheat, tapos ano ka nung itudrawing mo yung rectangle or yung square sa kamay.
Parang talaban, gano'n.
Aray ko. So that's for top 8.
Top 8.
Sorry, that's for top 9 pala.
Top 9 yun. Yung top 8 is, yung iba dito, hindi na nagpapayo kahit gaano kalakas ang ulan kasi sobrang hangin. Like, ang sana nalaman ko kaagad na hindi uso ang pagpapayong dito kahit umuulan. Like, meron akong experience noon. I think that was my second week or third week. Punta ako ng yoga. Papunta ako ng tram station. Tapos, tram stop pala. Maulan, pero mahangin din. Nagtataka ako kasi parang bakit kulang nakapayong. As in, okay lang sa kanila maulanan talaga. As in, at least yung mga Australians here. Okay lang sa kanila maulanan. Parang okay, eh, sige, balo kayo ganyan. Mag-yoga pa ako.
Baka magkasakit or something.
Baka magkasipon ako, di ba? Tapos right. Papawisan pa ako, baka mapasma pa ako. Diba? Ganon, pasma sa kanila. Yeah. Parang, what's pasma? Yeah, pero ano, parang...
It's spasm in English. Kidding.
Ay, ganun ba talaga? Galing mo to.
Parang plasma.
Galing mo.
Spasm.
Hindi, tapos nung nagpayong ako, yun nga, ang lakas pala talaga ng hangin. Eh dito siguro kasi hindi matataas yung building, so walang humaharang din sa hangin. So kapag humangin, mahangin talaga. Yun, nasira yung payong ko. Sana nalaman ko agad kasi then I found out, okay, kaya pala hindi sila nagpapayong. At more like kapote sila eh. Not even kapote, pero nakikita ko lang nagkakapote yung mga tao kapag kunwari nanonood ng football, nasa audience ka, tapos walang bubong. O, dun ka lang nakakapote.
Right.
But otherwise, like, commute, naka-ano lang sila, okay lang mabasa. As long as yung bagyo level.
And yeah, I guess it depends on the places as well kasi there's like really suburbs or regions na talagang super windy na
like Wellington.
Like Wellington and maybe Abrelly or umbrella doesn't make sense. Pero meron din, I think dito sa Auckland may mga nagpapayong din naman. Pero alam mong especially sa initan, Asian lang ang magpapayong.
Oo, grabe. Uy, naalala ko. Kasi yung mama ko talaga yung tipo na ano, na, uy, ano ka ba, magpayong ka, maaarawan ka, ganyan. Exactly. Baka mangitim yung mukha mo. So, nung kumalaw siya sa Melbourne, ano yun, summer, edi siya lang yung nakapayong, naglalakad kami. Eh, yung araw na sumama sa amin yung boyfriend ko. Tapos parang naalala niya yun. Hindi ko alam, tumatak pala sa utak niya na nakapayong nanay ko. Tapos parang one time...
In the middle of the, ano?
In the middle the of the Flinders, no? Ganon. Sa CBD. Diba? Maaraw, kakagaling lang namin sa kainan. Paglabas, bukas ng payong. So siguro, sa utak ng boyfriend, bakit kaya? Wala namang ulat. Kaya. So, tumatak pala sa kanya yun. So one time, nag-usap kami. Tapos sabi niya, madalas ba talaga magpayong yung nanay mo? Tapos nung ko lang na-realize
na
kung itong window siya dun sa payong kasi maaraw.
Wala silang concept nung ganun, no? Actually, what
baliktad
I find
pa, eh.
Here, or
ano, pa nila naaarawan.
Sabik na sabik sila.
Yes.
Diba? Like, kasi kapag natapos yung season ng, you know, the cold season,
winter.
Super happy sila na may araw.
Nakita ko yan.
Bare feet sila maglakad sa streets. Wala silang pake.
Yeah, dito. Bare feet kang dito. Tsaka, nakita ko, kasi first transition ko from winter to spring. Dumating ako dito last year for the first time na spring. So, hindi ko nakita yung transition from winter to spring. So, this year, nakita ko, like, literally, September 1, start of spring, umaraw. Tapos parang yung mga tao, yes, ganyan, spring. Tapos yung mga post sa Instagram, like, yes, ganyan. And then, naglabasan yung mga tao sa lahat, nasa park, nag-picnic, nagsa-sunbathing. I mean, like, kasi siguro sa Pinas, like, lagi tayo may araw, unless kapag rainy season, diba? So, okay lang sa atin, like, normal. But dito, kapag biglang umaraw, diba? Yes!
Yeah, super happy talaga sila. Yeah. Okay, let's go to our top 7. So, yung sabi nung nag-comment is, pag pinag-bring a plate ka pala for a morning or afternoon tea, crackers and cheese lang, pwede na. So, sana hindi na ako nagdala ng menudo. Nagdala ng ulam. Akala niya kasi ganun yung ano... Actually, may ibang comments na ano, sana nalaman ko agad na pinag-bring ka ng plate hindi plate lang yung dadalhin. Kasi plate lang talaga yung tinanay niya.
I love it.
Grabe, no? Literal, plato lang talaga. So, makikikain lang. Yung isa naman, medyo napasobra. Nagdala ng menudo. Kasi alam mo naman yung mga Pilipino, di ba? Kapag mga tea, crackers, and cheese, pwede na yun. Wag na yung masyadong hardcore ulam.
O, hindi ko alam kung nandito yon sa mamaya. Pero, ah, wala. Pero kasi, di ba, meron talaga dito. Kumbaga sa Pinas, recess, di ba? Morning tea, afternoon tea. Pero kapag sinabi na nila na tea, pag paggabi na, hindi lang
supper
siya.
Supper or dinner.
Supper yun. Uh-huh. Supper talaga. Dinner talaga siya. So, yun nakakalito doon.
May nag-post din noon. Sana nalaman ko na kapag in-invite ako for evening tea or something, ay may kainan pala, hindi na sana kumain sa bahay. Kasi sabi niya, mag-invite, ano, mag-cha-cha lang kami. Yeah, so...
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yun po yung concept nila nung tea. Merong pagkain, at kung meron namang morning or afternoon tea, hindi kailangan menudo yung tea.
Oo, yung menudo is yung panggabing tea, which is dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of food, top six is... Sana nalaman ko agad na walang gravy at chicken sa McDo. At walang rice and chicken meal sa KFC.
Oh my gosh, totoo. Otherwise, kasi nag-expect tayo na ganun din yung menu items ng McDonald's at KFC, di ba? Although there are similar stuff, like yung bucket of chicken. Yung chicken, similar. Yung burger, ano nga yung quarter pounder, Zinger. Similar naman siya. Diba? Pero yun lang, wala ngang mga localized stuff katulad nung rice.
Walang rice sa
so, yes. And sa KFC, naman dito, merong gravy. Pero yes, usually yes. Comes with mashed potato. Pero ginagawa mo ba sa KFC na pinapa-convert mo?
Ha? Anong papa-convert?
Na instead of mashed potato with gravy, just convert it to pure gravy.
Ay, hindi ko pa na-try.
Magdadagdag ka lang lahat ng $1 or $2.
Ang alam kasi ko kasi, yung experience ko sa KFC dito is, kailangan ko pang i-indicate na kailangan ko ng gravy kasi otherwise, hindi nila lalagyan. Mm. I mean, I don't remember if meron ng gravy dun sa mashed potato. But,
Meron,
di ba? Pero, kung gusto mo ng gravy with your chicken, i-order mo ba siya? Hindi siya automatic na.
Sa amin nga gawa namin, yung mashed potato with gravy, kino-convert namin siya to pure gravy.
Okay.
Para, okay, ayun.
First time
pero wala pa rin rice. Bahala ka pa rin magsaing on your own.
Magbawal ka ng rice, diba?
Rice is life, diba?
Kasi nung first time ko nag-order ng KFC before, parang drive-thru kami nung boyfriend ko. Tapos, sabi niya, anong gusto mo yung order? Eh di, yun nga yung sobrang na-miss ko kasi, di ba, yung chicken.
Yung pinag-usapan natin last time to, di ba?
Na-mention ko to, this is my episode. Para chicken and rice. Tapos parang sabi niya, ha? Pagtatawanan ka ng kahirap. Kapag nag-order ka ng rice. Sabi ko, bakit? Wala ba? Ganyan. Doon ko lang na-realize. Sobrang ibang-iba pala yung menu. Pagdating namin dun sa drive-thru, di ba may mga malaking signal dun ng menu? Parang hindi ko maintindihan kasi ang dami na bago.
Ang daming choices, right?
So, parang hala, dumating na kami dun sa mic. Parang hindi ko pa rin alam sa mic. Hindi ko na lang sa mic. Kung ano magsabi. Bakit chicken? Pero ang dami pang hanash. Parang ano?
Ang dami pang types of buckets of chicken.
Oo, diba? Nautal-utal na. Sabi niya, ikaw na lang mag-order.
You know what? Ang nami-miss ko sa KFC besides the rice sa Philippines, yung brownie.
Ay, oo, KFC walang brownie dito.
Alam mo, super sarap ng KFC brownie sa Pilipinas.
Oo nga.
Yung, mala coffee yung ano niya. Meron siya parang taste of coffee.
Yeah.
Or something. Pero ayun, nami-miss ko yun. Although nag-check ako sa friends ko, sabi nila, alam mo, parang hindi na siya ganun kasarap lately. Well, I would still have to test it. Sana makauwi ako sometime. Pero yun, nakaka-miss yun. Kasi masarap yun. Very distinct. Sila lang yung nakapag-offer ng ganung type of brownie in the Philippines. KFC. Very unique.
Tapos meron pang konting ano yung chocolate, diba?
On top.
Mm-hmm. Sarap. Yes. Shit, nag-grave tuloy akong KFC.
I know.
Magluluto pa ako ng kanin. Kung order ako ngayon.
Right.
Top 5.
So, top 5 na tayo. So, sana nalaman ko agad na marami ka palang mabibili sa dairy, hindi lang gatas.
Ah.
So, yes. Kasi ang tawag nila dito doon sa your local super rep. Super rep. Or yung sa atin parang high-level na sari-sari store. Ang tawag nila ay dairy.
Ah. So, ay, hindi ko alam yan.
Ay, talaga ba? So, doon sa dairy na yun, syempre, andun yung mga dairy products mo sa ref. Andun yung mga milk and everything. Pero lahat din ng mga handy na kailangan mo na hindi mo na kailangan pumunta sa, I don't know, for maybe in your case, sa Woolworths or sa grocery. Yung nasa loob lang ng village nyo, may dairy or yung mas malapit lang. So yeah, meron na rin mga stuff doon. Like, you know, the common household stuff. Like kahit luya or something.
Ah, okay.
Ano ito kayo mga dairy or something?
None that I know of. Kasi kung hindi Woolworths at Kohl's, IGA, or 7-Eleven, or kung...
Ay, parang walang 7-Eleven
yun. Talaga ba?
Hindi. I mean, may convenience store, but not 7-Eleven yung brand. I think so, yeah.
Eh, IGA.
Wala.
Wala rin.
So, yung Woolworths dito is Countdown, pero they the same... Ano, Countdown yung name, pero same mother at parang yung sister companies or something. Magkaiba lang siguro ng branding.
So yun nga, kung hindi yung big supermarkets like Woolworths or Kohl's, mga convenience stores like 7-Eleven or IGA, tapos yung pinaka sari-sari store level na medyo malaki is like mga Asian stores. Yun yung tawag namin doon, mga Asian stores.
Ah, okay. So dito iba pa yung Asian stores.
Iba pa yun.
Yeah, kasi dun yung mabibili mo yung mga ingredients in sa Asia, di ba? Kahit yung mga Filipino stuff. Yung mga dairy naman, is yun yung para silang mga high-level sari-sari store that you have your dairy product. Siguro dahil most, ano din siya, mostly sa ano naman din yun, sa mga suburbs. Kasi usually sa city, you have all the convenience stores and yung mga main grocery stores nandun na rin eh. The location. So, yung mga dairy siguro yung medyo nasa labas ng city. But okay. Yeah, hindi lang po gatas ang mabibili doon. All the other stuff that you need sa bahay.
Ang galing. I learned something new today. Okay, top 4. Sana nalaman ko na di ka pala obligado magkwento ng buhay mo tuwing may magtatanong sa'yo ng how are you?
Yes.
Kasi di ba, ganun pala yung ano, yung body nila. Sa atin, di ba, Hi, hello.
Diba? Oy, hi. Tapos, okay.
Hi, JR. Tapos na, di ba? End of story. Sa kanila.
Dito ang haba. Magkakasalubong lang, mahaba.
Oh,
hi. Hi, hello. How are you? I'm good. Fine. How are you? Ang haba.
Good.
Diba?
Tapos medyo small talk pa, di ba? Pero kasi kapag tinatanong kanila ng how are you? How's it going? Parang akala ko nung
tendency
una. Kailangan mag-update ka ng buhay mo, di ba?
Yeah.
Yung pala sa kanila, hi, hello lang yun. Hindi mo kailangan mag-expound. Sabi mo lang, good. Not too bad.
Not too bad. How are you? Good. Okay. Tapos okay na, di ba?
Tapos pwede ka lumakas.
So marami rin naka-feel yun. Ah, ganun pala. Hindi pala kailangan magkwento ng life updates kapag nagtanong sila ng how are you. I think nakwento ko yata sa'yo to in a different conversation before. I mean, hindi naman yata siya recorded sa podcast. Kasi sa UP, yung may nagtanong na, yung may friend ako na nakasalubong, uy, kamusta ka na? Eh, late na siya sa class. Tapos sabi nung, ano, buti na tanong mo yan. Kasi alam mo, may pinagdadaanan ako. Ganito.
Na MMK siya bigla.
Late na siya sa class. Nakakatawa pa yung, ano, buti na tanong mo yan.
Gusto na pala mag-vent eh, no?
Gusto mag-ano, mag-share. Yeah. So, yun yung number 4 natin. So, number 3, medyo mahaba ito, pero nakakatawa yung comment. So, sasabihin ko siya ng verbatim. So, sana nalaman ko la agad na yung means pala ay ground meat. Kasi pinapakuha sa akin sa fridge ng sticker house ng housemate ko. Sabi sa akin, pinapakuha niya sa akin yung mints. Sabi ko, what mints? Tapos sabi niya, the mints in the fridge. Tapos confused pa rin ako kung ano yung mints. Then I answered, I still don't know what you're talking about. Tapos sagot niya, you cooked some the other night, right? Sabi ko na medyo irritated. I have no idea what I need to get from the fridge. Tapos ang sagot daw na, the bloody mints. Napikon. So, ang means po ay yung ground beef or ground meat, whatever. Gininig yun.
Gininig.
Means yun.
May naalala ko.
Nakakatawa yung the bloody means.
The bloody means. Napikon na rin yung house.
Naasan na yung house.
Speaking of housemate, parang hindi, ano ah, sa kusina din ito, parang nagluto ata siya ng bao before. Yung bao is like, parang siopao.
Bao buns, yeah.
Oo, mga bao, mga buns. Tapos, parang sabi niya, oh, nagluto ako ng ano, try mo sa bench. Sabi ko, anong bench? Nagtaka ako, ano ba yung bench?
Hindi kasi sa atin, bench ay upuan, di ba?
Benches, oo. Yung parang cot,
park bench, parang, ganon.
Oo, ganyan. Basta upuan, di ba? Sabi ko, bench, ganyan. Tapos parang sabi, bench, ganyan. Tapos yung tinuro niya, yung bench pala is yung mga lalagyan. Alam mo yung sa kusina, yung patungan sa mga kusina. Yung karugtong usually ng sink.
Countertop.
Yon.
Yun ba yun?
Mm-hmm. Oo. Mm-hmm. Yun pala yung sinasama.
Oo nga.
Tawag nila na bench.
Ay, alam mo. Oo, alam mo nangyari sa akin din yan. Kasi one of the, yung last Airbnb na pinuntahan namin when we went out of town, sabi niya, I will leave, yeah, so I will leave the door unlocked and put the, and place the key on the bench. Okay. So pagpasok ko talaga, hanap ako ng hanap. Sila ba yung upuan? Andun yung susi eh. Andun yung susi. Tapos lahat ako nasa countertop. Sabi ko, paano naging bench to? Yeah.
Diba nga?
Bench nga yung tawag nila.
Nila. Parang minsan kasi walang connect talaga eh. Kaya nakakalito.
Hindi ko rin gets. Paano naging bench yun? So ba, yeah, bench yung tawag nila. Term nila for it as well.
Ayan. Kabeshies, alam nyo na next time. Okay, top 2. Sana nalaman ko kaagad na ang rent pala ay weekly, hindi monthly.
Yay! So be careful ha, kapag if you're looking at the rents, usually they're in weekly terms. So baka sabi nyo, wow, ang mura nito.
Oh, diba?
No, weekly po yun.
Times, and, tsaka ang pag-compute nun, hindi times 4 na weekly ha. Kunwari, na monthly. So kunwari, pinublish na lang, weekly rent is $250. Para makuha mo yung monthly, hindi ka magta-times 4. Kasi mistake ko rin yan nung una.
Right.
Oh, okay, sige. 250 times 4, 1,000 per month. Hindi pala. Pag-compute
kasi 52 weeks in a month. In a year.
Oo. So, 250 times 52 weeks divided by 12.
By 12.
Right. Yung monthly mo. Pero yes, kapag nagtitingin ka ng bahay or ng renta, usually pinapublish nila doon weekly. Kung
weekly rates.
Kung mga 1,000 plus na yon, tsaka sinasabi nila na mas.
Very madalang siguro yung monthly. Kasi dito talaga, weekly talaga yung usapan when it comes to rents.
Yeah.
Pero mga bills monthly na.
Depende pa rin. Kasi like,
depends.
Merong bills ang, kunwari,
sa akin yung phone ko monthly eh. Yeah, tsaka internet. Yes.
Depende. Like, may mga bills na monthly.
Tayo ba yung electricity?
Electricity is monthly also. Pero yung mga gas, water, medyo, may iba na.
Weekly?
Every two, hindi. Every 2 months. Merong every quarter. Mga ganyan. Hindi ko na
na-experience. Very, very uso pala dito yung fortnightly na term.
Which is?
Fortnight, which is 2 weeks.
Every other week. Kung sa atin, every other week siya. Dito, fortnightly.
Fortnightly. Yes.
Yun. So, ang rent ay weekly.
Yes.
Then,
very
you multiply, helpful. You multiply the weekly rent by 52. And
52
then,
weeks in a year.
52 weeks divided by 12.
To get your monthly rate. Yes. Okay. And just like that, nandito tayo sa top 1, okay, Tina.
Yes.
This one, I really like. Tawang-tawa ako dito nung nabasa ko dito. So, ang number 1 ay, sana nalaman ko kaagad na ang ka at car ay iisa lang pala.
Ano ba yun?
Yes, hindi ang pag nagkukwento sila when I, you know, when I went to my car siya, hindi siya car.
Oh, kasi nga nagsasilent sila ng R.
Yes. Yung car, yung park. Mas mga park. Ganun.
Park.
Car. Nakakatawa yung car. Ako, tapos narinig ko to kanina sa office mate ko kasi nabangga siya. You know, I was just like sitting there. I'm in full stop inside my car. Sabi ko, car? Tapos naalala kong entry na to. So yes, ang ka at car ay iisa lang.
Oo, minsan kasi like si Japet, yung friend ko. Naalala mo nung nag-episode tayo about slangs? Tapos may pinahulaan ako, like, ano ba yung sabi ko? Copper.
Yung kapas. So, yan ba yan?
Hindi copper, like yung cups.
Ay, iba pa pala.
So, like, ang spelling niya is copper. C-O-P-P-E-R. It's like, copper. Mm-hmm. Tapos nakikinig siya ng episode natin. Nag-message sa amin niya, hindi kasi copper, kapa. Tapos masyado matigas yung R mo. Kaya, so, ganun pala. Dapat medyo silent R yung mga R dito.
Hoy, we have to come up with our own answers. Meron ka ba?
Anong answer?
Like, syempre, yung lahat yung top 10 to 1. Ano?
Parang na-share ko na kasi kanina.
Na-share mo na. Ako, meron ako naisip na now lang. Yung sa akin is, no matter how mature you're looking, kapag bumili ka ng alcohol sa kahit sa grocery, kailangan mo pa rin talagang mag-present ng identification.
Kasi we look younger.
Mm-mm. Hindi, minsan kahit na obvious ba na hindi naman ako 17 or something. Inaana, ayun.
21
na nag-aano pa rin sila. Ay, sorry, ng 21. Oo, pero yun, nag-aano pa rin sila.
Ako.
Ihingi pa rin sila ng ID.
May time na like every freaking time, ina-ID ako. So, parang yung first time ko sa Liquorland, bumili ako ng wine, in-ID ako.
We also have Liquorland here, yeah.
Ayun. Sabi niya, can I get your ID, please? Tapos parang sabi ko, are you serious? Yes. Tapos, as I was pulling out my ID, sabi ko, I'm 32 years old. Tapos, chinek niya, parang, Tapos, hindi niya ma-reconcile. Tapos, parang sabi niya, oh, wow, must be pretty good skincare regimen. Sabi niya.
Actually, nung nagpapagupit din ako, sabi niya, grabe talaga kayong mga Asians na ano. Grabe talaga yung Asian genes, no? Nagmukha talaga kayong bata. And, ayun pala. So, for example, dalawa kayong nag-grocery, kunwari tatlo kayo, lahat, kapag ano nila magkakasama kayo, all of you have to present an ID. So, kung ayaw nyo na lahat kayo mag-present, wag nang sumama or mag-pretend kayong hindi magkasama.
Okay.
Isa na lang yung bumili or something. Yeah.
May naisa pa ako na isa. Dito, kapag lalabas kayo, KKB talaga. Yun yung given. Like, walang... Yes. Oh, ako na bahala dyan. Very special circumstances yung... Oh,
lang may medyo shout.
Oo, o kaya, uy, libre naman. Ganyan. Uy, pa-shout naman me.
Yes,
hindi,
yes.
Pero like, dito ang given is magkakanya-kanya kayo. Meron nga sila dito na split bill eh. Like, kahit na isang table kayo. Pwede nyo...
Yes, same. Papasplit nyo into 4, into 5, depende. Yeah.
Oo, so kaya nilang split yung receipt. Or, kaya kunwari, yung isang friend mo has been, I'm gonna shout you your first round. Yeah. Parang, kailangan, hindi naman kailangan, pero it's encouraged na ibabalik mo yun. So, okay, next round on me. Yeah. So, pag ubusin right. First round of beer niyo, okay, next round of beer, what do you want? Ikaw na may pupunta sa bar.
Right. And in relation to that, hindi uso na kapag birthday mo, manlilibre ka.
Totoo yan.
Diyos ko, minsan kasi umatenda ko nung, uy, may lunch daw kasi birthday ni ano. Sige, sama ako. Makalibre man lang. Ako pa rin pala nagbayad ng bill ko. Tapos, ang dapat pala, isa-shout nyo yung my birthday. Ganun pala dito.
Pero nag-shout sa akin. Charot lang.
Eh, baka naman yung mga invited mo, mga Pilipino din.
Hindi.
Although what
kasi
I did
COVID
with...
eh.
Ah, oo nga. Although what I did with my birthday sa team na hindi nila inaasahan kasi nagpapaboodle fight ako for them to...
No.
What do you call this? For them to experience how we do it in the Philippines.
Tsaka
yung, you know, traditional Filipino culture and stuff. Nagulat sila na pag binabayaran ko. Kasi, ikaw yung may birthday, pero yeah.
Tsaka, hindi yun required. Mo, I think na-mention na natin to sa previous episode na parang nagugulat sila kapag nag-share tayo ng stuff, di ba? Like our food.
Oo, yung pag meron tayong pasalubong.
Pasalubong, tsaka kahit normal lunch lang. So,
right.
That's our food. Yeah. No. I want you to try. Oh, sabi lang, nagugulantang sila.
Yeah. Iba din kasi tayo kung paano mag-share. As in, garapalan na share. Tsaka kung magpalibre, garapalan. At ibang, di ba sa atin kapag birthday mo, napapressure ka na.
Oo
shit,
nga.
Ano kaya papakain ko? Kung baga pinaproblema
mo. Oo
kung
nga,
ano papakain mo sa team. Oo. Dito you don't need to be worried. Pero alam mo yun, masaya pa din.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, differences of culture. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's pretty much, siguro ang key insight is like, pretty much normal. That's the normal thing when you go from one place to another. There will be a lot of discoveries, even yung pinaka-mundane. Maaaliw ka talaga kung ano yung kaibahan sa approach, no? And how we say things, how we do things, and how, you know, yeah, yung mga mindset natin sa mga bagay-bagay.
Oo, tsaka yung sabi nga ni Janelle, one of our guests before sa, anong episode nga si Janelle? Moving ba?
Right.
Moving to another country, di ba, with Kina. Ang advice niya dun sa end of episode is, dalhin mo pa rin yung Pinoy humor mo. Like, bakit hindi ka pikon? Kasi dito talaga, kapag dadamdamin mo, as in mapipikon ka talaga, like sa opisina, I thought before, like, ina-atake yung work ko kasi sobrang straightforward nilang magsalita na walang filter talaga, ha? Na kung sa atin sa Pinas, grabe naman to, nampopolitika, ganyan. But sa totoo lang, ganun man talaga sila, guys, magsalita.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Pinoy humor lang, ang pikon ay laging talo. So, there's always, like, always remember there's differences in culture.
And if they, like, talk straight to you with which you find, I don't know, maybe condescending or parang masyadong critical, it's just that they nakagawian nila yung ganon. Right?
As in,
hindi uso yung mga sugarcoating, euphemism, mga ganyan.
Exactly. So, you should take it to your, parang turn it around into your advantage. Para, okay, right. At least I don't have to interpret it any other way. Ito talaga yung gusto lang gawin. So, I'll interpret as is.
Although does it necessarily mean na you have to unlearn lahat nung meron ka, ha? Kasi gusto rin nila yung diversity and yung uniqueness ba that you bring into the table. Like, for example, I still follow my nakagawian ng mga staff na kapag umalis, dapat may souvenir sila, may pasalubong.
Right.
Kasi this is how we do it in the Philippines.
Exactly.
Tapos, kapag may extra kang polvoron, dadalhin mo sa office para matry nila lahat.
Yes.
Super aliw na aliw sila doon and they really appreciate it. Parang, kasi nga, di ba sabi ko, I will be leaving my team. Talagang nung nagsasabi sila nung mga, kasi kanina parang nag-dinner kami or something, sabi nila, alam mo, mamimiss namin yung mga ganun. Kasi it's not, it's out of the ordinary, di ba? So, but those are the unique things that you actually bring into the table na, that's nice, ha? That's a nice gesture and everything. So, don't hesitate na at least still represent, di ba? At least the good things that we have. No, dalhin pa rin kung nasaan ka man. And they will actually appreciate that.
Sobrang refreshing din kasi for them yun eh. Tsaka, very open sila sa novelty ng na you bring to the table from like presenting your own culture. So, that's
right.
The good thing about it.
Ay, alam mo ba, nung ginawa ko pa last time sa yung parang team namin tsaka yung kabilang team na magkasama, sabi ko, let's have a United Nations lunch. Yung as if pinagpatlak ko yung iba. Pinagpatlak ko yung lahat kami. Tapos, ang dadalhin, anything na food from where you grow up.
Galing.
Tapos, aliw na aliw sila. Kasi yung may nagdala ng Malaysian satay, tapos nagdala ako ng adobo, tapos may nagdala nung sa, basta yun ng South Africa na treats. Basta mga gano'n, nakakatawa.
SA na SA ka talaga. Sorry,
very,
guys. Ano namin yun eh. Sa org namin dati sa college.
Oh my God, sorry.
Department.
So, share ko lang sa trim na. Ah, sige. Yung department namin is social adjustment. So, yun
social
yung mga fun mga fun events para mas makapag-adjust yung mga tao in the socially. So, yun yung very SA ako. Yeah, kasi ako nga rin yung organizer ng first Friday lunches namin. Tapos meron na kami mga pupuntahan na restaurant. Oh, tatry natin to, ito, ito. Well, yung mga ganun daw yung mga mamimiss nila, which is I appreciate naman na napansin din nila na
CHO ka.
Ano yun?
Chief Happiness Officer.
Yes. Oh. I try. Although, kasi kapag work, siguro balance lang din. Kapag work, work pa din. Pero, you know, you try to inject fun and all those stuff. O, sige na nga, shoutouts na. Dabi ko pa sinasabi.
Kasi nasasenti ka eh. Paulus
yes.
Ka.
Pero siguro another episode about it. But,
yeah. Sige, gawa natin ng ano, ng Bon Voyage episode si JR. Ang shoutout ko for today, nag-guest si Daryl, one of my friends, ating episode na studying in Australia. And before sinasabi niya sa akin, ayaw niya nagsusulat or hindi siya marunong magsulat. And then, all of a sudden, dami niya binabasa ng libro. Tapos, one day, nagising siya. And parang,
author na siya?
Na-inspire siya na magsulat ng short story. So, guys, grabe, simula nung araw na yun, ang dami niya ng short stories na nasulat. And magaling ha, ang ganda ng mga short stories niya. So,
hindi to biro-biro lang.
Hindi to biro-biro. And ang galing talaga na parang natural kasi yung ano, yung tono nung ng mga short stories niya. So, if you wanna check it out, gumawa siya ng Wattpad. So, go to wattpad.com/thecookwhowrites. The Cook Who Writes. Kasi, cook, ano, cooking
chef-chef.
Chef-chef. Diba? So, yeah. Wattpad.com. That's wattpad.com/thecookwhowrites. /user/thecookwhowrites.
Okay, check it out. I think I was able to read a couple of his stories. Very interesting. Bitin nga eh, pero dinudugtungan naman niya yata nung parang part 2, part 3.
Kasi parang ganun. Chapter by chapter siya nagpapakusin, which is very cool.
Para naman ano, aabangan at aantabayanan ng mga mambabasa.
May mga countdown po siya sa Instagram, diba?
Yes, I see that nga. Mm-hmm. So yes, go ahead and check that out, Wattpad.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, Daryl. And another shout out for me. I'm so excited about this as well. Kasi I think I've mentioned to you previously na every Labor Weekend dito, meron kaming Pistang Pinoy or Filipino Fiesta in which each merong isang host city. Supposedly this year, 2020, Auckland yung mag-host. Pero hindi siya natuloy because of COVID. But still, meron pa rin kaming volleyball tournament na mangyayari. So, 1 week to go before the biggest and most awaited Filipino volleyball event in New Zealand. So, that's the United Filipinos Volleyball Cup 2020. It will be held during the Labor Day weekend here in Aotearoa. So, that's from October 24 to 25. And just like what happens during the annual Pistang Pinoy, Filipino volleyball teams will battle it out to get the top spots for men's, women's, and mixed volleyball. So I'm so excited for that. So shout out to my team, the Auckland Harbor Filipino Sport. Good luck to us. I hope we get some placings again, or at least we'll have a great time or great games. And also to the organizing committee of this event, especially sa Dakilang Mastermind at Puning Abala, Paolo Valencia, ito na yung nire-request mong shout out. So to all the Pinoys in New Zealand, kita-kits tayo sa AUT Akoranga North Shore, Auckland on October 24 and 25 and witness the best and greatest Pinoy volleyball players in New Zealand. So, malalaos ang UAAP at FIBB Grand Prix dito.
Gusto ko yun. Gusto ko yung ano, ang haba ng spiel. Tapos naalala ko si Christy Fermin ba yon? O si Lolison?
Yung may pa 1 minute lang. Solid.
Ang dami niyang tinatapon na papel.
Yes. Nakaka-aliw yun. Tapos ikakat talaga siya kapag tapos.
Kakamiss.
Yes. Anyway. So, yeah. Volleyball is really part of my life. So, lagi akong looking forward dito every year. So, sa lahat na nandito, kung wala naman kayong gagawin ng Labor Weekend sa Auckland, panoorin nyo na kami.
Sana may pa-Zoom, di ba? Para mapanood.
I think meron.
Oh, pahingi ng link.
Share ko yung link kapag meron nga.
Galang. Okay, exciting. And sa mga kabeshies, hope you've enjoyed our topic for this episode. If you have any other topic suggestions, comments, reactions, or any message you want to send, please get in touch with us on our Facebook and Instagram pages, Finding Answers, or send us an email at finding.answers@gmail.com.
Yes. Join us again in our next episode of Season 3! Finding Answers with JR
and Tina!
Bye-bye.
Bye.